Thank you, Pablo. In short, the reform of the pension system will look at the gap between pension for women and for men, with a look to try, we'll be trying to compensate the intergenerational gap. And we will also, of course, try to reduce the administrative costs of the reform. And this is currently going through its second stage. And one of the key points in this discussion relates to the need to close these gaps. So we're grateful for any recommendations that the experts might be able to offer to continue discussing this important issue. We know this is a long response, but on the specially vulnerable groups and their access to employment, I'd like to refer to three initiatives from the Chilean government to address the need for formal employment for women in Chile. We've got the draft project to try to aim businesses of 20 workers or under and trying to provide support for women and for these businesses and the cost of maternity. So this has an impact on the wage gap. There's a second bill on wage evolution, and there's also the act that provides support to caregivers. So women may work more than the double for no pay, and this was looking back at 2015. The new national survey on the use of time will be published in December, and this will help us to have a more accurate idea of the situation. This looks at the principles of co-responsibility, joint responsibility, and gender, and also strives to achieve fair distribution of responsibility in task sharing, because many heads of household do not have the opportunity to share the tasks.